Hello and welcome back to the Geek and Gamer Guild podcast. My name is Troy, your host and your Dungeon Master. We had a short hiatus, or a little bit longer hiatus than I expected. Had to work out some issues at home here. Had to get a brand new computer, because my other one was a gigantic piece of shit. And also had to get a brand new recording software, because of the fact that Audacity decided to just stop working on me. So I am back and should be back to a little bit more of a normal schedule here. I have a lot of really good ideas on what I'm going to be doing in the coming weeks and months, and have a couple things lined up on the docket. So the first thing I wanted to do was I wanted to leap into something that is pretty prominent in the culture right now, and that is the Netflix series Stranger Things. Now, I completed watching Stranger Things. I will stay away from spoilers because I really would like to get a lot of people involved in this and actually go out and watch it. If you don't have Netflix, there are a lot of other ways that you can go ahead and view this show, but I believe it is a fantastic television series, and honestly the biggest thing that I took away from it was almost like you're watching a movie. There's 8 episodes, about an hour each, it's an extended movie, an 8-hour movie. It has just incredibly good cinematography to it. The acting is phenomenal on it, and the storyline itself is great as well. So, like I said, I'm going to probably do a little bit of spoilers of the first episode, just to kind of set up and maybe a couple things in the second episode, just to give an explanation on what the series actually is all about. But in terms of the finale and later things in the series, I'm going to steer very clear about that. So let's get started here. Stranger Things is a television series that was created by the Duffer brothers, Matt and Ross. These guys have, I believe, only done one or two other things. And the big story that came out of this was that they wanted to do the remake of It by Stephen King, and had continued to attempt to write it and film it, and eventually somebody else was chosen for that role. And I am actually looking forward to that, but because of that, they decided that they're going to make their own It with blackjack and hookers. They decided that they wanted to make a big homage to the 80s pop culture, as well as the works of, you know, Stephen King, obviously, but also John Carpenter, Steven Spielberg, George Lucas. There's a lot of different aspects of a lot of different sci-fi and horror that you can really see in this series. So, the series stars probably only really two very well-known people. Everyone else are either relative newbies or not really that famous. They are now famous, but it helped to be able to kind of jump right into it and not, you know, oftentimes when you watch a TV series or movie, you know you're watching, you know, George Clooney or Brad Pitt or something like that. But with this, other than Winona Ryder, I think that the majority of the people, you didn't really feel like you were watching actors, you felt like you were watching the characters. So the whole premise of the show is that it revolves around the disappearance of a young boy. And that boy is named Will Byers. And he is, I believe he's 12 in the show, as are his friends. And his mother is Joyce Byers, who's played by Winona Ryder. So we get, right off the bat, we get Will Byers and his three other friends, who are the kind of four main characters of the series, very Stand By Me-esque, very 80s-esque, where it's just a bunch of kids who are really good friends. And those people are what I would think would be the main character is Mike, and Wheeler. And he is played by Finn Wolfhard, who, again, like I said, is kind of a relative unknown. I believe he is going to be in a... Let me see here what we got here. He is going to be in It, actually. He will be in It. So that's kind of their connection that they have there. The other friends are a guy by the name of Dustin Henderson, played by Gaten Matarazzo. He has, and I'm going to butcher it, cleidocranial dysplasia, which not only causes him to have a lisp, but makes it that he does not have front teeth. It causes a delay in the adult teeth coming in. So he actually kind of is not only the comic relief of the series, but also tends to be the funniest character on it. And it's really saying a lot that the kids in this show are as fantastic as they are, because normally you get kind of a mixed bag with children actors. You're not quite sure if they are going to be really good or if they're just kind of okay. And also with the fact that the series is actually going to go on, you never quite know what you're going to get, where after puberty kicks in and after, you know, some of the kids will grow up, they'll tend to look a lot different and sound a lot different, and you're not really quite sure what you're getting. But in the first series, for sure, the four kids did a fantastic job. But the last one is a guy by the name of Lucas Sinclair, played by Caleb McLaughlin, and he is an African-American kid. And the funniest part is that he seems to be the most skeptical, and he plays that kind of Scully role on this, where he doesn't quite believe what's going on, trying to keep his other friends grounded when they kind of go off. And it's a very interesting, different dynamic that you typically see. But the four kids are, like I said, they're just fantastic in this. They are the focal point of the series, but they also can play kind of a backseat to some of the other crazier things that are going on. So what we get in the series is the first episode after they are playing a game of D&D, which plays a very predominant role in the series, and it's a really cool callback and kind of... It's interesting to think this series takes place in the 80s, and it's kind of a fictionalized 80s where there are certain things that maybe are a little bit more popular than they would have been. For instance, like Mike has a poster of The Thing in his room, which at the time was kind of a not a very popular movie when it first came out. It's obviously gained a cult following since then, but it was sort of a box office disaster. And so to see that, it's really where that's obviously the filmmakers trying to pay homage to a movie that they love, and there are aspects of this show that sort of borrow from The Thing as well, where you're not quite sure what's going on and the kind of isolation that you feel in this small town that you have. So following the conclusion of a campaign, the kids kind of go all their separate ways. And Will, as he is riding his bike home, almost runs into a shadowy figure in the middle of the street, winds up falling off his bike, goes hauling ass to his house. His mother, Winona Ryder, and his brother, Jonathan Byers, who is played by Charlie Heaton, are not home. And it's very obvious he's trying to run away from whatever this thing is, this shadowy figure, this kind of creature, and eventually winds up getting taken by it. Or at least, if not taken, he's dead. So, right off the bat, you've got kind of the supernatural element to it, where this thing, the way what's happening with it, it is screwing with the lighting, screwing with electricity, definitely has a little bit of Jason-esque ability to... seems almost teleporty, but it's really what is going to kick the series off, because this event, this small town, and we get it from the first time that we meet the chief of police, Jim Hopper, played by David Harbour, who he explains that, you know, the worst thing that happened in this town was a lady getting attacked by a bird. So the fact that there is a 12-year-old kid that goes missing becomes none of the top. We get another storyline where a shows up at a diner, and she first tries to steal food, gets caught by a guy by the name of Benny, who I can't find who he's played by, but Chris Sullivan. The casting on this is perfect, because this guy, he's not in the series very long, but you instantly take to him, and what could have been just kind of a throwaway role winds up being a very impactful one. And he takes in the girl who says her name is Eleven, and it becomes very obvious that there is something going on, and we see that Eleven appears to have psychokinetic abilities. And she also doesn't talk very much, so not only do you get that kind of mysterious aspect, but you also get that supernatural aspect where she's using telekinesis to inflict some damage on some people. So we get, eventually we get it where Eleven joins up with the other four kids, and the series kind of unfolds from there. And now you get where the driving force of the series, obviously, is trying to locate this kid, Will Byers, and you get his other three friends, Dustin, Lucas, and Mike, are, you know, believe he's out there, believe he is alive. We get some hints that he is alive. We get a lot of kind of supernatural hints from Winona Ryder that he is alive as well, and that something is going on. Well, we have that going on. We've got kind of another storyline as well, which is Mike's sister, Nancy, who is played by Natalia Dyer, and she has a boyfriend who is your typical 80s douchebag, and he goes by the name of Steve, played by Joe Keery, and he is... exactly what you would expect from kind of your 80s. He's a little bit of a douchebag. He's a little bit of an asshole to the other kids. Kind of likes to pick on Jonathan Byers, Will Byers' older brother, because Jonathan is a little strange. And you get this kind of other storyline where at first you're not quite sure what this has anything to do with the series. But Nancy eventually does get pulled into the main storyline, as well as Jonathan and Steve as well. So the series itself, as I said, it is 8 episodes long, about 8 hours. It's really good to I think it's really worth a look if you are a fan of horror, if you're a fan of sci-fi, or anything kind of, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you're probably going to find something in this series that you like. And it has really taken off. It's become kind of a cultural phenomenon. And it's one of those series where you weren't quite sure how it was going to go. The series is great paced, has great pacing as well. You just feel that it just, you know, every episode you're getting something. The series moves along at a quick pace, but not one that you feel is just kind of, you know, flying by or not taking enough time. The world is built very well. There is a lot of world building that goes on with not only the creature, but kind of where that creature inhabits and how that has an effect on not only the town, but the people within it. And right from the get-go, once they get into the actual theme song and you see the font lettering, which you can tell is taken directly from the old 80s Stephen King books, you start to see those kinds of things. They do an amazing job of making you feel like this takes place in the 80s. The characters dress very appropriately. Their hairstyles are very appropriate. They even talk very much like they're from an 80s movie. If you... you know, didn't know that you were watching a new series, you might be able to be tricked into thinking that this was made in the 80s. It's one of the things that I think really works well for the series as well, because if the setting actually becomes, it's a character of its own. You don't ever feel like you're really being held back by the fact that it's taking place in the 80s, where some of their shows you kind of feel like, well, you know, if this was happening nowadays, they'd be able to do this because they've got cell phones and things like that. So it was a really cool touch to not only set it back when obviously these guys were young and using a lot of the influences that they had, but to also make it a series where they could just take their time. They could, you know, there wasn't any kind of restraints like you have to have 13 episodes, they got to draw it out, or we need 21 episodes because, you know, we need to fill out enough of a slot. It was, you know, Netflix kind of gave them a blank check and said, you know, here you go, do what you got to do. And now we've gotten to the point where we do know that there will be a second season, which will actually be 9 episodes. So again, going to the fact that they've been given exactly what they need, the amount of time that they need to tell the story, and the story is going to continue. So I know there are some people thinking that maybe this was going to be an anthology, kind of like American Horror Story, but it is actually going to be a full-fledged series. So kind of a shorter episode, but I wanted to make sure that I was able to let everyone know that I am still alive, and that we'll be having more. I intend in the next episode to talk about the comic book series The Boys, because big news on that is that it will be coming to series, and it's going to be a Cinemax series. Nothing has been set in stone yet in terms of who's going to be in it, but it is going to be Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg who will be producing it and writing it, which they've been doing Preacher, and that show has been a really, really good show, I would say. It's it has the potential for being even better, but I think that watching that gives me a little hope that The Boys is going to be a very good series as well. So with that, I want to make sure that I let everyone know that you should go to questendnetwork.com. That's QUESTENDNETWORK.com. Questendnetwork.com. That's where you can find all the information on the podcasts that are on the Questionable Endeavors Network. Obviously, the Geek and Gamer Guild is on the Questionable Endeavors Network. You can, if you are a fan of wrestling, you can check out the Raw Attitude Podcast. Episode 19 just showed up, and I am actually guest hosting on that one. The Rundown Wrestling Podcast is another option that you have, where it's a weekly show. I have actually been on 2 or 3 of the last 5 episodes as well. I'm not able to get on the one that that'll be posting this week, because I needed to make sure I got you guys an episode here. But there's 2 different options on that. The website as well has a lot of articles written by me and Jason and Adam from The Rundown, specifically about wrestling. There's also articles that I'm doing now for retro gaming, as well as Andy, the kind of our chief commander-in-chief of the Quest End Network. And so he's been doing a couple of kind of old-school gaming stuff. He does a lot of streaming on his channel, Mr. Lista. And eventually, I am still working on getting some streaming. I was going to start streaming Pokemon Uranium, which is a fan-made Pokemon game that just recently got shut down, which is a shame, but I actually do have it from before it was, and they got some cease and desist stuff. So I don't know if those videos will stay up for very long, but I'll give it a shot. So still working on that. It is in the works. I am just kind of working out some of the different features of my streaming and my recording software that I've got. So look for that in the future. You can also, if you are a fan of anime, check out the Tuning Japanese podcast. That's TOONING Japanese. They have, right now they are doing the Excel Saga series, and talks of doing a second season of another show. They are going to do, I think, probably about 30 episodes, I think is what Excel Saga actually is. And once that is over, they will have a new anime that they are going to cover every episode for. I think they've got some ground rules that they go over in the first episode, where when they picked the series, it had to be a one season run, just because of the fact that they did not want to have to do like 60, 70, 100 episodes on one series. So definitely check that out. You can also check out the Shadowvane podcast. You can go to shadowvane.net and check that out. Otherwise, Questa Network has the links as well. And that is a serial horror podcast. The second season is just about to launch here. And I hope to be able to get another bit part like I did last season. Also in between, they do a lot of classic horror, and it's a really well-produced series, and definitely one that you should check out. So again, go to questandnetwork.com, visit our forums, that you can find the link on there as well. That's kind of a, it's not working very well right now, but we definitely tried. But definitely check out some of the articles on there. There's a lot of different things that we are talking about. Right now it's probably about 75% wrestling, but hopefully eventually that number comes down a little bit, and we're able to get a lot of different topics that we have going on there. So go ahead and check that out. And you know, like and subscribe us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic, and make sure to leave those reviews if I'm able to access them. And if I do get a review, I will read it on one of the episodes coming up here. But check back with us again shortly. Like I said, next episode should be out next week about the comic book series The Boys. So enjoy that, and we will see you soon.